This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
Don't forget to stream us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, and of course the Odyssey app and YouTube, various ways. Not as much head bobbing there, Ken. I'm disappointed. Do better next time.
Sorry, I got like 100 things going on over here. I'm like, I have like spreadsheets up and golf, and I think I'm going to have some dinner in the next break. There's a lot of moving parts going on up here, so the head bob was like letter F on the list of things. I promise more head bobbing in the future.
That's always one of my favorite things is that bit with you where it's like, I got like 10 things open, man. I got spreadsheets everywhere.
I got a lot going on. A little less tonight. No, very little NBA helps me out a lot, to be honest, because it means Power Hour gets to be more just college basketball centric and honestly, like, you know, looser, which is always nice when there's not 13 NBA games and we have to do side and total for all of them and injury updates. So kind of happy that's off the plate tonight. Sure, Costas will have a lot of fun with that tomorrow. Good luck to him. But yeah, just trying to keep all the moving parts here, and we'll give my golf bets later in the show. But excited for this tournament this weekend, honestly.
And we can, we can get some golf bets now with James Mazzola, of course, host of the For Profit podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at JMazJD. And let's start with this tournament, the American Express, James, this weekend at the West Stadium course. This is known for being a very, very difficult course. So who has an advantage with the way that this course is laid out?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting week. You know, we have a tournament this week where, the first three rounds are actually played on three different courses. So we have multiple courses being played, Nicklaus Course and La Quinta Country Club. You know, those two especially are two of the easiest courses these guys will see all year. We don't get strokes gain data from those courses, but what we do know is they're going to go low no matter what. The stadium course, as you mentioned, is the more difficult variety. It kind of rivals. It was built to be similar to where they play the Players there at TPC Sawgrass. But generally speaking, with that being said, it's a course where there's a lot of water hazards. So you're going to need to avoid those off the tees specifically. There are some around the greens as well. So accurate driving is going to be important. But more than anything, guys have to make their scores on the Nicklaus course and La Quinta on the days that they play those. And then they will have a cut after 54 holes. So it's a little unique in that regard. But the other two courses, you can absolutely spray it anywhere. There's no such thing as rough. There's no penalties. It is about as easy as it gets on the PGA Tour. And then, of course, we'll see the stadium course again on Sunday. Like you said, a little more difficult. But at the same time, we say it's more difficult. Patrick Cantlay shot 61 there last year to really push for the title. So it still isn't, we're not talking about a Torrey Pines level difficulty. But, the stadium course does have a little bit of teeth.
James, we'll get to your outright bets in a second, who you like to win the tournament. But hearing your explanation for this tournament, obviously for people who are trying to be like, wait, what is this? Different course for each player, Thursday, Friday, Saturday on a rotation, and then Sunday back to the most difficult course for the final round. So I have to imagine for somebody like you, like you're trying to make numbers for these outright markets, you're trying to make numbers for head-to-heads, and the order the guys are playing the courses is different. What is kind of your process like? Is there a specific order of the courses that you're looking at? And if there's not, is there a specific like stat package or like metrics that you're looking at to kind of evaluate who to bet on in kind of a wild tournament?
Yeah, let's add another layer to that, Ken. This is also a pro-am event, right? So you're going to have some like C-list celebrities there playing with these guys and like random CEOs of Southern California companies. So that makes it, what's normally a 5-hour round, you're 6-hour round out there now. So, that's another added layer on top of what you just mentioned in switching the courses around. It's a very difficult tournament to handicap. It is year in and year out. And then, you know, with the stadium course, having all that water adds another element of randomness. So what I really look at is, and what has been the case throughout this tournament, is you really don't want to start on the stadium course. And from a mentality standpoint, it kind of makes sense, right? You start on the stadium course, you shoot 3 under, and you're looking up and you got a bunch of guys at 6, 7, 8 under. Now you're playing catch up the entire time. So generally speaking, if I have to break a tie, I will stay away from the stadium course as the Thursday round. I'd rather my guys play that on Friday or Saturday. But, you know, in general, you're just looking for your birdie makers. You know, this is a tournament where you're probably going to be in the 20s under. We're going to have a birdie fest, you know, like we've seen, you know, during the fall swing. And, you know, at the top of the market, you have Rahm, you have Cantlay, they're deservedly up there. And then, you know, once you get into the 50s, it's a bunch of guys who you're really not betting other than a field of this caliber. So it's not the greatest field when it comes to that, but I really just want the guys who are not going to be starting on stadium so they can get a little momentum going into their week. And of course, you know, to make that 54 hole cut.
It's very clear that the theme is chaos with this tournament, with all of the different factors you laid out. So what are some safer names for people to consider in this tournament?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm really looking for guys who are coming in playing consistently, and I think we're getting two guys in particular who are two of the most consistent golfers right now. They played well through the fall swing, and they've been able to sustain that over there in Hawaii. They played well with the Sony. You're looking at Taylor Gooch. You're finding him anywhere from 25 to 30 to 1, and you're looking at Seamus Power, who you're finding at 25 to 30 to 1. Both these guys, I have priced a lot shorter than that, more so in their 20s. When we talk about Gooch, he won in the fall. He has basically, you know, 3 starts ago. He hasn't missed a cut since the middle of August. So when we're talking about that consistency, that's what we're looking for. Any birdie fest, we're going to need to have at least 2 or 3 strokes gained putting to be able to win. He gained 5 strokes putting in that win at the RSM, which I really like. And Gooch is really becoming one of the more elite iron players in the PGA Tour. It's been almost a year since this guy lost a full stroke on approach with his irons. You got to go back to last January. He lost a full stroke on approach with his irons during a tournament. So that's the kind of consistency we're looking for, fairways and greens. And then Seamus Power played really well last week. You know, outside of, you know, Decky and Henley kind of going monster, you know, he was right there on Sunday. He's actually a better putter than Taylor Gooch. So we like that. That checks that box. He can go low with the putter, which is what you're going to need. Last 3 starts, 3rd, 15th, and 4th. So that consistency we're looking for, and he's gained strokes in every category, right? So we're talking off the tee, approach, around the greens, and putting. In his last 20 tournaments, he's gained strokes in every category, along with the win there at Barbasol in the latter half of the season. So those are two guys, super consistent. You're getting them anywhere around 30. I love those guys at that price.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I had Seamus Power over the weekend. Felt like maybe on Saturday he could get in the mix and have a chance, and then Henley and Matsuyama just kind of pull away a little bit. It was a little disappointing because I had a good number on him as well. And then for Gooch, yes, not playing with Kevin Na seems like maybe a great path to victory for him in this tournament. We'll see how that goes. Played with him, obviously, for a 2nd and 4th rounds. Was not particularly happy about it, and people can read more about that and why that might be the case. Pretty funny back and forth going on social media with golfers right now. JMS, so if we want to, those are our guys to win the tournament. Obviously, people are going to be looking for the flyer, the long shot, doesn't have to be a guy to win necessarily. So, I mean, I don't think I have anybody like 100-1 or higher to win this tournament on my card either, but a guy who could finish top 10, top 20, a little further down, seems like maybe there's some good options this week. Who are some guys who stand out to you?
Yeah, and, you know, even to follow up on that, this tournament has created some insane winners. You know, you're looking at most of the winners with over the last, like, 6-7 years are in the 100-1 or higher to win this tournament. So if you're going to take some flyers, this might be the place to do it. Now, finding which flyer, that's the difficult part, right? There's a ton of guys pricing that in that area. The guy that I'm looking to is Luke List, especially for that top 20 market that you mentioned. He hasn't missed a cut since the U.S. Open. So we're talking back in June. He's absolutely 100% elite off the tee. One of the best drivers of the golf ball, both distance and accuracy, which, again, here, that's going to play a big part in, on those two easy courses where you can spray it anywhere. You want to be as far down there as possible. His approach play has been wonderful in the last couple of tournaments. 5.9 on approach last week at the Sony, 4.2 at the RSM where Gooch won. He was right there. Here's the thing about Luke List. He is an absolute terrible putter. It's not even, like, there's really no way around that. Like, he probably will not be able to putt well enough to win this golf tournament. If you were to gain 3 strokes putting this week, he has an absolute chance to win. Him doing that's very difficult, but he hasn't lost strokes putting in 4 of his last 5 starts. He hasn't gained strokes. He hasn't lost strokes. He's basically being break even to the field, and that's what we're looking for from him, to be able to fill a top 20 bet with a field at this week. I mean, you know, he should be able to strike his way, just striking alone, into a top 20, and I like him in a lot of the matchups he's listed in as well. Brian Harman in particular is a guy that you can take advantage of.
About where are you on the head-to-head market here? What are some names there?
So, you know, one of the head-to-heads that I hit early, you know, we have Phil playing in this tournament. He is actually the host of this tournament. He's won it a million times back when he was the second best golfer in the world. But recently he hasn't played that well. And the stadium course in particular does not fit Phil's game very well. He, you know, being as inaccurate off the tee as he is, he simply gets that driver going kind of squirrely, and he can find some water trouble, which is basically like an instant double for him right at this point. You're getting Lucas Glover, minus 150, minus 160. So you do have to pay a little premium there. I would go ahead and advise lay the stroke and a half. You're going to be able to get that a little bit closer to even money, probably around 110, 105. And Lucas Glover is coming off an excellent performance last week. One of the better iron players, he has been for a very long time, a guy who doesn't putt well. But, you know, we are at a golf course where, you know, it is a public course. So typically, you know, when we get to these TPCs, the greens are not overly complicated. These are overseeded polo greens with a little Bermuda as well. It's dormant right now. But, you know, they're pretty simple greens to putt on. So a guy like Glover can do just enough there. And we want that same iron play that got him into a top five last week. You know, I think he gained like 7 or 8 strokes on approach last week. If he does that here, you know, he's the cut's easy. And, you know, for Phil at this point, he probably had his swan song there at the PGA. He has played like crap since. So we're just going to keep riding that and go ahead and lay the stroke and a half right around 110, 105, 115, somewhere around there.
James, good stuff on the American Express. One more question to kind of get you out on, and as the season really starts to get rolling here, go to Waste Management in February, Super Bowl weekend, we really start to get going. I think we're like 10 weeks from Augusta right now to start to get some of the commercials during the CBS NFL playoff games and the ESPN games as well. I know this is when you kind of start looking at guys who maybe 10 weeks from now might be priced way, way differently to win the Masters than what we've seen. I know you're trying to kind of collect a lot of these guys. Is there a guy out there in maybe, let's say, 30 to 45 seconds, is there a guy out there who's kind of mispriced who you think, you know, might be a lot shorter when we get to April and Augusta?
You know, you're going to be able to find two guys in particular. One, I believe Colin Morikawa win will a green jacket. And obviously, you know, that's my guy. I talk about him. I can talk about him ad nauseum, right? But his game fits perfect. You don't have to be long. You have to hit your irons well. And obviously, on those bent grass greens, they're a lot easier to putt than a lot of the greens that these guys see. They're just absolutely pure. So I got an 18 from him earlier in the year. You can find that still roughly because he hasn't really done anything since I grabbed that. And he's a guy who, you know, one solid performance leading up to Augusta, and he's going to be 12, 13 to 1. So you're going to get a little equity there. And then there are also some Brooks numbers. He says he's healthy, right? So we're finding Brooks anywhere in like the 20 to 30 to 1 range. And if he is healthy, you know, he's absolutely live to win any major. He's made it pretty clear that that's, you know, that's kind of where he goes. He's talking trash in his press conferences like, you haven't even seen the best of me yet. That's what I'm looking for from him because he's clearly, you know, competitive-wise, he's a maniac, right? So that's a guy that, you know, if you can get him in the 20s to 30s, he can easily go off as a favorite with one good showing. And there's some courses coming up that do fit him as well, especially when we get to the Florida swing. So get out ahead of Brooks and also Morikawa.
He's James Mazzola. Check out the For Profit podcast. Really appreciate the time, man. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely, guys. First episode is going on today, so keep your ears open.
Love
there
it.
We go. Make sure you go and subscribe and download that. Coming up, oh, it's time. Power Hour is next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.